Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes after the hour, time for us to spend time as we do each week, reviewing some of the important things going on in the world of conversation radio. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of great talk, lots of great information there for those of you who love the formatical scheme of the talk rather than music on the radio. Michael has become the recognized expert in the field of talk radio. Whenever there's an interview done, radio, television, about what's going on, the controversies surrounding some of the hosts and the topics, Michael's always first person that they always call. How do you like getting a call at 4 o'clock in the morning? Hey, Michael, did you hear what George Norrie just said? What do you have to say about that?
It's not quite that detailed, but I certainly am kind of like Batman, you know. They do call me up at all different times.
Batman and that Bat Kid. Isn't it interesting, by the way, as an aside, how stories like that get into the mainstream? Wonderful human interest story. I bring it to your attention because I want your comments on why those stories make it and why maybe there isn't more of it. We all hear people complaining that it's the same old stuff on a lot of talk radio programs. Why don't you tell us good stories about good things? And that thing sort of stands out this week as one of those good stories, doesn't it?
I missed what story you're referring to. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It is this youngster who was the Bat Kid. I think it was San Francisco, wasn't it, Michael? I think he was in San Francisco. And they wanted to bring him to the Oscars. And for some reason or other, his family and he showed up at the Oscars and they didn't put him on. So it became sort of a big sideshow. Why didn't they put him on? Yada, yada, yada. And then you get back to the story about what he did. It was just kind of nice, warm. It was warm and fuzzy. And maybe in general, I would ask you about warm and fuzzy being the focus of conversation rather than politics and anger and, you know, the things that people say they don't want to listen to, but yet that's what people keep doing. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
If it's all warm and fuzzy, it would be without teeth. It wouldn't have any controversy. It wouldn't be, pushing the envelope and an exercise in free speech. It wouldn't have any influence over public policy, over politicians, over the social issues. So I don't agree that talk radio would be better if it was all warm and fuzzy. I think there's a place for sharp and hard and controversial and bold talk as well. But I think that in terms of as a genre of radio, there's room for the entire spectrum of human emotion, feelings, and activities through the spoken word. And some people get into a narrow rut because they only do what they do. And that's all they do. Sometimes that's all they're capable of doing. But no, I think that there's a need for tough stuff as well as soft and warm and fuzzy. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Well, what is the point? Why is it that that stuff works, the bleed it leads mentality that a lot of news radio stations have with their news department? And that's basically when you get down to the things like TMZ and what they're all about, the focus on stars who founder that, it's just so negative. I guess it would be we'd have to delve into the understanding of the human condition in order. And I'm not looking for a deep psychology lesson here, but you do hear oftentimes people complaining that there's too much bad news being talked about. There are too many wise guys on the radio, that sort of thing.
Well, it's an interesting thing you bring up because in countries where they have totalitarian dictatorships, historically, they usually have very good news. So, unfortunately,
that's an interesting. I didn't know that.
A study of journalism indicates, and of course, nothing is totally 100%.
Right.
But for the most part, if you don't allow for and encourage the broadcasting or the publishing of bad news, you don't have a free press.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, you know, in like the old Soviet Union, Pravda was known for very good news. Everything was wonderful. The programs were working, and things are going to get better. And they avoid negative news and statistics about crime and corruption and the economy not working properly, dissent, argument, controversy. These are things that are usually squeezed out of the news in countries where the government represses the news. So the bad news is that bad news is good news. I hate to say it, but I wouldn't want to be the guy that says, nah, let's just do good news. Because it might make people feel good, but it wouldn't be reality.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of people who have tried to do that, and if it was the exclusive diet, it didn't work. It's good to have it. I do a lot of it on my Monday through Friday program, but there still is a reason to get people, whether it's the in-your-face stuff, or, you know, people love the whole idea of that IRS hearing, for example, this week, and what happened between Mr. Issa and his Democratic colleague, Mr. Cummings. It just sort of set everyone, okay, you hear that? Do you hear those two guys going at it? Let's hear it. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. People really, it was all over social media.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the human being, the human species is a complicated animal. Mm. And we are capable of love, and we're capable of hate. We're capable of kindness. We're capable of terrible, terrible atrocities. It really is amazing when you study human nature, the capacity that our species has for good and for evil,
yeah,
for helping and for harming,
mm-hmm,
for being friendly and nice and loving and kind, for being evil, for being, you know, unhuman. It's it doesn't end, and I certainly don't want to take it on myself to have the recipe for the proper way for us to communicate. But I do believe that talk radio in America at this particular time is a great channel for free speech. It's a great place for people to vent, to air grievances, to criticize the powerful, and to hear what their neighbors are saying. And in some cases, their neighbors are the talk show hosts themselves. So no, I think that this is about as good as it can get. We should not try to be what we're not, and we should definitely keep the First Amendment and free speech in mind at all times.
Speaking of that,
ultimately, what it's about.
Right. Speaking of that, that study the FCC was going to do about what's going on in newsrooms apparently is officially dead. I think that may have been misconstrued to a point, but it's still a bad idea.
Well, it was misconstrued, perhaps, but maybe not. The government, whether it's the FCC or Congress or the president, politicians love to have control over the media.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing they blame when things don't go well in their campaigns or things don't go well in their administrations is the media is not being fair. There is a knee-jerk reaction on the part of those in power to shut down those who might be critical. So, no, I don't think it's a good idea for the government to be doing a study of how newsrooms go about selecting their stories for the sake of understanding the field that they regulate. It's crazy stuff. You want me to do the big stories of the week?
We'll pause for a moment, then we'll have you do these big stories. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We'll go through now the top topics, the big stories of the week from number 10 to number 1, Michael.
Yeah, here they are. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball exhibition season, NBA, NHL action, lots of sports. At number 9, U.S. marijuana policy. At number 8, people are talking about the Oscars. And changes at MSNBC, programming changes, it's tied at number 8. The Texas primaries are number 7. Number 6 is a discussion about Obama's approval ratings dropping. At number 5, the IRS scandal. At number 4, the 2016 presidential race. At number 3, Israel-Palestinian talks. At number 2, criticism of Obamacare. And number 1, Obama versus Putin, tied with the Ukraine-Crimea unrest. That's the big story in the world today. And on the People Survey, we have Ronan Farrow at number 10, number 9, Harry Reid and John Boehner, Matthew McConaughey and Ellen DeGeneres from the Oscars being talked about at number 8, number 7, John Cornyn and David Dewhurst, Lois Lerner and Daryl Issa at 6. At number 5, we have the crowd that are being talked about at the CPAC conference in Washington. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Jeb Bush. Hillary Clinton is number 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is number 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Lots of international stuff this week.
All right. MSNBC announced a broad shakeup of its daytime schedule. Joy Reid is given a permanent show of her own. Who the heck is she? I'm looking at some of these names here. These would be people that I would think would be known on talk radio. I don't know who this person is. Do you?
No, I'm not that familiar with her, but we certainly will be soon enough.
Yeah.
The MSNBC and Fox are involved in a big ratings battle and an ideological one, and I think MSNBC is trying to find their way. The cable news talk network channels live in a very, very competitive, high-pressure, stressful world, and yeah, they haven't found their way yet. CNN is the one that's having the biggest problems. Fox found its niche.
Yeah.
It seems to cruise along quite well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of these. Andrea Mitchell is gone. She doesn't, I mean, when you're thinking about who is there, mostly young people, younger people are on MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell doesn't kind of fit because of her age, I guess. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Countdown, or good day, or whatever, however you want to extrapolate what it is, whatever radio program I'm doing now, we have time for some extra input from some of our favorite hosts. Don't do a lot of conversation about sports here, but because of all the attention that's been given to the football concussion, something that's been a pet peeve of mine, I've been on it for about 3 years, urging people, parents especially, who have boys that may be interested in football, to steer them away from it because of all the danger involved. And here's more proof of that. An excerpt from a radio program hosted by Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson, who are talking to the athletic trainer at LSU, a lady named Melissa Sorrells. She says the new helmets are not enough, which is what I've been saying for a year, are not enough to deal with the problems that young men will have playing football with concussions.
Mike Anderson of Mike Anderson Seafood used to play ball at LSU back in the late 60s, and he's now filed a lawsuit against the NCAA and the maker of the helmet over the headaches and things that he's gotten now because of all the batterings. And Melissa, we certainly didn't know back then what we know now about these head injuries, right?
Right.
So what? But still in a contact sport like football, you can wear any kind of helmet you want, and you're going to have concussions and head injuries, aren't you? I mean, you're just going to.
That is completely true. Helmets have actually gotten a lot better over the years. There's been a lot of research and development going into designing a new model that will help hopefully prevent the severity of a mild traumatic brain injury that could occur in sports. But the mechanism of injury for an actual concussion is one that is probably going to be pretty impossible to solve just with a new helmet design.
Yeah, and I understand it with concussions. You can't always tell exactly, you know, that they've happened. You have players that are, you know, tough guy kind of guys, and they're going to run back out there, and they probably shouldn't sometimes.
Right, and that's where the education comes in and why it's so important for every athletic team to educate their coaches and their players and, you know, make sure that they have qualified medical professionals there to help, you know, guide this whole process.
Right, exactly, because watching a lot of football, you see this happen. Now, when there is some sort of a head injury, any kind of a head hit, sustain. Mm-hmm. They pull that guy out, and you see him sitting on the sideline, just standing over the sideline. They're looking at their eyes. They're doing the, you know, the quick exam, because it's bad enough to get a concussion. It's even worse to get a concussion and go back into the game and get hit again. And that's what they try to avoid.
That is the problem. Once you sustain a concussion and you return to play too soon, and if you were to sustain another injury to the head in that, you know, particular time frame, you run the risk of developing a ton of, you know, really severe problems, including death, because your brain hasn't healed yet from the first blow. And this is why it's become such a big deal with adolescents and youth sports, because their brains aren't done developing in the first place. So if they were to, you know, sustain a concussive type blow and go directly back into the game, second impact syndrome is what it's called, would be more severe in that case. So that's why it's so important that, you know, you have a whole team and educate everybody about what's more important.
All right, so let me give you a little background into this from my point of view. I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio for 12 years, and I became aware of this when there were some problems there, and I started asking questions about helmets. I'm not a football player, never have been, don't know much about the game, don't care much about the game, honestly. What I care about, people and their well-being. It became obvious to me upon looking at all of this that the NFL and most of the other sports entities, whether it's college football or high school football, wanted to cover this all up because it would ruin college enrollment. It would kill, I mean, how many billions of dollars a year are made by football broadcasts on television, whether they're college or professional. But the bottom line is that what this lady said is 100% true. You can't prove, as a matter of fact, you can prove pretty much the opposite. It's very dangerous playing football, and the helmets don't help a bit. So maybe something for parents to keep in mind, right, if your child is interested in playing football. 28 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. The video of the day at DougSteffen.com features Kevin Bacon reprising some of his most famous movie roles. Pretty interesting to see four different Kevin Bacons all at once. So if you're into this very creative stuff, check out the creativity of it at DougSteffen.com. Matter of fact, our poll of all of the Kevin Bacon movies in the video today, which one is your favorite? Friday the 13th, Footloose, A Few Good Men, Apollo 13, or Hollow Man? I would tell you it would be A Few Good Men were it to be me picking. I thought that was one of the great movies, frankly. So you can check that out. Do our poll every day. It's nice to have your input into some of the issues of the day at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of the issues of the day, let's get back to some of them here. Russia, Ukraine, number one this week in terms of issues on the radio, on talk radio. So let's listen to a conversation in part excerpted from a host show hosted by a guy named Steve Simpson, who's here talking to Jessica Goliher, who's in the Crimea, about what's really going on. What's it like on the ground there?
Tell us what you're seeing and what's going on there this morning.
This afternoon, I've heard sporadic gunfire outside my hotel. This also is we're hearing that Russian-speaking troops have allegedly seized two Ukrainian missile defense battalions here. Kiev has yet to verify that report. Something also that's definitely of interest, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in Spain today, and he said that the masses of Russian-speaking troops here in Crimea that have taken over several military installations, forced the Coast Guard from their ports out into the Black Sea, are not MACOs, so he cannot ask them to step down. That's a very important tidbit. Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, as you mentioned, saying that there is no need for force in Ukraine. He also pulled back some 150,000 troops from Ukraine's border. Those troops were doing war exercises. So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods.
So tell us, I mean, the fear here is that they're going to continue to push in maybe toward Kiev. I mean, is that the fear, the possibility?
Anything is possible at this juncture. We're getting such confusing signals. I mean, for Lavrov to come out and say that the thousands of troops that are here in Crimea, Russian-speaking, are not from Moscow is a little suspect.
Yeah, right.
You have thousands of troops with the same outfits and the same machine guns. You know, what did they go to the Crimean general store and ask? I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. It's suspect. So people have just, I think there's a real fear because in the eastern part of Ukraine, a lot of them are Russian speaking. There has been a huge PR push from the Kremlin, showing a lot of footage on television that Kiev is now in the hands of anarchists, propagandists, and that Russians are not safe. So I think there's a lot of instability, and anything is possible. We just don't know. You know, every hour something else happens. Every morning we wake up and we scratch our heads. No one knows.
You know, we keep hearing about this possibility of sanctions, and I would suggest perhaps a probability of sanctions at this point by many in the international community. There is a real question, though, as to exactly whether or not they would be successful to any degree, certainly in Russia. And there is a report this morning that Vladimir Putin is asking the parliament to okay the possibility that if, in fact, there are sanctions, that they would go ahead and seize assets of EU and U.S. you know, companies that are there. So there's already a tit-for-tat going on in that respect.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I lived in Moscow for 5 years, and as a foreigner, when I first arrived, Dmitry Medvedev was president, and it was a very, very pro-Western situation. Now, as an international person living in Moscow over the years, they have really, really cracked down on international people. There's not so much of a need on foreign intelligence, meaning like they're a brain drain. Now that since the Soviet Union, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of need for different cultures and different ideas and to try to help shore up the economy and make Russia better. Now that's definitely changed. It's not as pro-foreign. And I know that's not exactly the PC word, but that's how they say it in Russian. So I think if there are sanctions, it's going to make it really, really difficult for the international people, the Western people that are already in Russia. And it's already been difficult for the past couple of years, but that will also not be a good situation.
All right. Let's move along from that perspective to another one coming from host Jim Scott, who here talks to military analyst Colonel Dean Schmittel. Man, haven't heard from him for a while, about the invasion itself and what can be done about it from his perspective.
Ukrainian president said we are on the brink of disaster. Put things into perspective here, Colonel.
Well, of course, Russian forces have moved into that area, the Crimean Peninsula, and they're flying in reinforcements as well. And, of course, Putin, he says that he conferred with his parliament and he to use military force to protect Russian citizens in the Ukraine. And, of course, he cited that request in that request that the threat to Russian citizen military personnel based in the area, Jim.
He said things like that in Georgia a few years back. Remember that?
That's right, he did, and because he took over that country as well. And, of course, the Ukraine used to be part of Russia many years ago, and I think this is a power grab again by Putin. He's a very ruthless leader here. And, of course, what can the U.S. do or the international community? Virtually nothing except maybe a call for international, international people to provide economic support to Russia and the G7 nations, Jim.
Yeah, it's interesting how powerless people do seem to be. Now, there are some sanctions that the president could kick in. I think he's a little reluctant to do that. This is a bit of a test for this president, another test, isn't it?
It's another test. Putin's coming up head-to-head with Obama here and so far with Syria and some of the other international crises Obama's dealt dealt very weakly with it. Putin's flex his military muscle. Obama met Sunday, Jim, with the national security team and called U.S. allies afterward and said the White House spokesman, Joe Schoner, said, of course, probably they're going to do much and not much more than just talk.
All right. So there may be a bit more reason to stick with us for a few more minutes. So coming up a little bit more on the Russian situation with the Ukraine, that's up next year. Continue to stick around with us. 19 before the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $1.69, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I'm totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $1.69, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
All right, let's get back to some of the action conversationally in the talk radio world for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Russia and Ukraine, the big item in the week of conversation. Here's host Scott Sands talking to Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio about why Ukraine matters to people who live in the United States.
Why is Ukraine of strategic interest to the U.S., or is it not?
Well, I think people ought to think very hard about this. The Russian military is second to ours globally, and the particular base we're talking about is her way out to the world, other than her ports in the north, along the Siberia, way up in the north, which freeze over, and there's all kinds of issues there. So this is the Black Sea. This is open. It's right near Greece, right near Turkey. And we should be concerned, first of all, now, because Russia has invaded a sovereign country. That's number one. Number two, Ukraine is, they'll fight, they have their own army, but in no way does their military match what Russia has. And so Russia is very arrogantly taking territory at this critical moment in Ukraine's history. And we have to be aware that Russia sends many shipments through that region, shipments that go to the Middle East, for example, and her supply lines to Syria with the current problems we're having in Syria, also oil.
It's not really an oil-producing country. It's more of a transit point for oil. Is that correct?
Right now, it's not a producing country very much, but we expect there will be natural gas there and so forth. But the pipelines to Europe go through Ukraine from Russia. So Europe still remains quite dependent on that source of oil and gas, and that's one of the problems.
So what,
in trying to get Europe.
What should the Obama administration do to exert any sort of influence in this matter? Because some of Obama's past economic and political sanctions have really proven to be pretty impotent around the world.
Well, I think that they're proceeding correctly here in terms of mobilizing world opinion. Let the world see what Russia is doing. You know, we've just come off the Olympics, and who knows what somebody in Argentina or South Africa thinks about Russia at this moment, right? So let them see Russia now and what she is doing. So I think they're correct in letting world opinion gel. We have the UN. Russia is a permanent member of the Security Council. The Security Council, the UN, should condemn Russia for what she is doing. We should look at peacekeeping forces that can assist Ukraine if she asks for them. And I think NATO took a vote in Europe. I was very happy to see that. They basically gave Putin two choices: negotiate with the European Union or negotiate with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And then I think the question becomes, does Ukraine ask to become a member of NATO, along with perhaps Georgia? One could think of scenarios where our NATO allies, including Turkey, would rise to the occasion.
Let's sort of wrap this discussion up with hosts John Zak and Susan Rose talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about Russia, Ukraine, and what he thinks Mr. Putin may have up his sleeve next.
We brought up the former Soviet Union. You know, it's sort of easy to make a comparison now and draw comparisons when you look at what Russian President Putin is doing and threatening in Ukraine, although he did say that he would begin a troop withdrawal. What do you suppose he's going to do next?
I think it's hard to say, and I think Putin himself may not know, because that troop withdrawal, I mean, they've been the masters at the bait and switch, saying one thing and doing something else. So events on the ground may dictate the next move by Putin. You know, in a recent press conference, he's talked about, you know, humanitarian assistance is what this is all about. There's propaganda in Moscow, for example, that 600,000 or more Ukrainians have fled into Russia from the Ukraine. All this, by the way, is untrue. And while he said they may back down, he certainly has also said that he will use additional forces if required, and has likened this operation to what the United States has done in Iraq, Afghanistan, with its allies in Libya, Kosovo, and said, well, if you can use military force, so can I.
These were his first comments. Any reason why he decided to speak out today on this?
Well, I think it was about time. At some point in time, he needed to speak out. Certainly, world leaders have spoken out about this. President Obama, Mr. Cameron, Mrs. Merkel have all publicly spoken out. So he needed to make some kind of a statement at this time for domestic consumption as well as international consumption.
You know, Jeff, he had said that the Russian military exercises held near Ukraine's border were not intended to intimidate. Well, why then, if not to intimidate?
Well, the Russians had conducted a series of so-called snap exercises. We've seen those over the last year or so. They began actually in the Far East. So one could say that, you know, operational testing of one's military forces is fairly routine. There had actually been some rumors that an operational test like this was going to be conducted prior to the Olympics, but for a host of reasons, the Russians decided to delay that. Obviously, as the situation in the Ukraine deteriorated, this became an opportunity not only to conduct that test, but do it in a fashion that, flexed Russian muscles not only to the Ukrainians, but across Eastern Europe and around the world.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Ken is here, and the report that caught my eye first was this CDC report that hospitals are overusing and misusing antibiotics. How can that be?
Doug, antibiotics are nothing short of miracle drugs for infections, and it's important that antibiotics are used promptly whenever needed. And the way to preserve them is to not use them when they're not essential. Unnecessary antibiotic use, it exposes patients to potential complications without any medical benefit. And overuse of these same antibiotics also increase the likelihood that patients will come down with these super resistant infections in the future. You know, I talk about the balance between the good and the bad, and when you use them inappropriately, you kill off everything, the good and the bad bacteria. Find out if your hospital has a formal approach to prescribing antibiotics based on CDC guidelines. This is the way to your greatest safety.
All right. The hospitals, we continue to learn more and more about hospitals and think less and less about them because if you're going to die or you want to die, go to a hospital. All of the germs and all the horrible stuff that seems not to be able to be handled, plus this kind of stuff. Woof. All right, next item has to do with secondhand smoke in, now this is something I'm wondering about, When I go to you for my physical, we better check my arteries, because I was around secondhand smoke as a child. A lot of other people listening have been. What's the worry?
This may explain your situation. This is out of the European Heart Journal this week, Doug. Secondhand smoke causes irreversible damage to children's arteries and puts them at increased risk for heart attack and stroke later in life. Adults who are exposed to secondhand smoke when their children have thicker artery walls, raising the risk for heart attack and stroke.
What do you mean this may explain your problem? What do you know that I don't know?
Well, we always talk about your carotids, and you always wonder why you have a little bit of plaquing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a big deal. We keep an eye on it, but you've always wondered why it's there.
Yeah, all right. So that's good. More reason for us to have Heart Factors Plus around, maybe. The fact that Alzheimer's ruins as many lives as it does, we think we have X number of people who are dying because of Alzheimer's and dementia. Apparently that number is not accurate, Ken.
Big news out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week. The number of people who die, Doug, from Alzheimer's disease may be five times higher than previously thought. Alzheimer's appears to be the third leading cause of death in America, right behind heart disease and cancer. It causes the brain to decline over time. At first, it affects those parts of the brain that are responsible for thinking and memory. This is how we all identify with it. But eventually, Alzheimer's can cause problems with feeding and swallowing. This puts people at risk for poor nutrition, dehydration, and infection, and at that stage it can lead to fatal conditions such as pneumonia and heart failure.
Listen up, coffee drinkers. If you're dependent on caffeine, it could be tied to other things going on in your life.
The good and the bad here. For some people, dependence on caffeine can be so strong physically and emotionally that it becomes a very big problem. That's even a medical term that describes it, of course. It's called caffeine use disorder. For the most part, caffeine is probably benign in moderate doses. Multiple studies, Doug, have shown health benefits associated with regular caffeine consumption. It may protect against diabetes and even Alzheimer's disease, or even help treat depression. However, in excessive amounts, caffeine can cause palpitations, headaches, anxiety, jittery hands, and insomnia. Coffee can even cause chronic reflux, stomach acid pain, bleeding, and hemorrhoids.
Wow. And this is not just coffee, but it's a tab and some of these other drinks as well. All right. So there's Dr. Ken with his report for us here on the Doug Steffen Program.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Talk radio coast to coast.
So let's recap. Number 10, Scholastic Aptitude Test Overhauls. The U.S. Marijuana Policy is number 9. Bitcoin is number 8. Texas Primary is number 7. Oscar Pistorius Trial number 6. The IRS Hearing number 5. CPAC number 4 having a meeting. The Obama Budget number 3. Obamacare number 2. And the Obama Presidency's response to Russia going into Ukraine. Number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. Down show. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.